Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner stoic confidence. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like work's consuming your life and you're barely scraping by with 5 minutes for self-care? You know that feeling when Monday hits and you already feel drained before the week even begins? Well, I'm here to tell you, friend, it doesn't have to be this way. We're diving deep into creating a healthy work-life balance, because trust me, your sanity, and maybe your relationship with coffee, will thank you for it. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another podcast telling me to meditate, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about finding practical ways to integrate mindfulness into your workday, setting realistic boundaries, and reclaiming those precious hours that are slipping away. Think of it as a toolkit. We're going to equip you with the strategies to build a life where work doesn't rule your existence, but instead, becomes a fulfilling part of the bigger picture. So, what's the secret sauce? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your game. Firstly, it's all about saying, no, not in a grumpy way, but with intention. Learn to recognize those tasks or commitments that are draining your energy and time without truly adding value. Don't be afraid to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let someone take all your favorite snacks, right? It's the same with your time. Protect those precious hours. Next up, we're talking about scheduling your sanity. Yes, I mean it. Dedicate specific blocks in your week for activities that recharge you. Whether it's hitting the gym, catching up with friends, reading a good book, or just taking a long walk in nature. Treat these appointments like any other important meeting. Don't cancel them for anything less than an emergency. Now, picture this. Your workday is over, and instead of feeling glued to your laptop, you're transitioning into me time mode with ease. This brings us to the third point, establishing clear boundaries. Set aside dedicated hours for work and stick to them as much as possible. Create a physical space that signifies the end of your workday. Close your laptop, shut down notifications, and mentally shift gears. You deserve a break. Speaking of breaks, remember those power naps I mentioned? Okay, maybe not full-on naps, but short mindfulness exercises can do wonders for your focus and productivity throughout the day. Take 5 minutes to stretch, meditate, or simply close your eyes and breathe deeply. Trust me, even small moments of stillness can make a world of difference. And finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Connect with supportive friends, family, or colleagues who understand the hustle. Share your struggles, celebrate your wins, and learn from each other's experiences. Remember, building a healthy work-life balance is a continuous process. Be kind to yourself, embrace the ups and downs, and keep striving for that sweet spot. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who was constantly drowning in deadlines, feeling stressed and burnt out. She'd check emails on her phone during dinner with friends, work late into the night, and sacrifice weekends to catch up. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah finally realized something had to change. She started saying no to extra projects she couldn't handle, blocked off time for exercise and hobbies, and even set a rule to turn off work notifications after 6 p.m. Guess what? Sarah found her mojo back. She felt less stressed, more energized, and actually enjoyed her work again because it was balanced with the rest of her life. She wasn't just surviving, she was thriving. Remember that, folks, creating a healthy work-life balance isn't about finding magic solutions. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start by saying no to one thing that doesn't serve you. Schedule in some time for yourself this week, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Remember, every step counts towards a happier, more balanced life. Don't forget to share your thoughts on social media. Let's build a community of support and keep each other inspired. And remember, we've got your back here at Stoic Confidence. Tune in tomorrow for another episode packed with wisdom and inspiration to help you unlock your inner power and live life to the fullest.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.